Hello and welcome once again to Crazy Comics and Stories. It's me, your charming and delightful Uncle Rap Bastard in the back seat. Other end of the vehicle is Joe, Crazy Writer. How you doing today, Joe?
We're not going to do a review show again, are we?
No, we're driving.
I hate review shows. But I got a better idea. Let's go get Butch and do a road trip.
Road trip!
You think he's available?
Probably not. He never answers.
The magic. This is just watching the magic happen.
We will never. We'll go to his house at like 11. He won't be up yet.
Very good, sir. No, he's not getting out of the shower for a few hours.
Oh, just give me a few more hours.
Nope.
Please.
Keep going.
I'm going.
It's the same dumb man.
You have to go in there.
Okay, that's the intro. Road trip.
Go to the pickle pack.
Road trip.
Look at all the deals.
What a couple of...
Day, 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 day. Baba Booey, Baba Booey. Howard Stern's penis, Baba Booey.
Yeah!
The kid was showing me a video of them... I guess it was Howard asking Beetlejuice those questions, like, what's 4 plus 4? About 19? That dude is funny.
About 19.
That Beetlejuice dude cracks me up.
Beetle.
It's funny now that my kid knows who that is.
You know, he's that guy that they ask him quit. I mean, the Howard Stern, yeah.
Let's hope she doesn't become a fan of Ass Napkin Ed.
Ass Napkin?
Yep, Ass Napkin Ed. Nope. Will the farter?
By 19.
Go, get your car. Butch, get out and push.
Alrighty. I should have stretched a little bit at the... Just walked like an old man up to the bathroom and back and now sit down. Why do I feel like an old man? There he is.
Ho, ho, ho.
Real bad, babe. Real bad, babe.
That's not the Green Giant statue.
I'd hate to be his head.
That's just a billboard.
Yikes. Get that fixed. Not in this economy? I'm gonna worry about toilet paper.
I wonder if people have used up all that toilet paper they were hoarding yet.
Yes.
No.
And like I said last night, you'd have did. Because I bought single ply. What were you thinking?
I was thinking, look, there's toilet paper on the shelf.
Yeah.
Will you hand me my bag? Is that too much to ask?
Don't.
Yes.
It's a balancing beam. Look at it tilt.
Thanks, buddy.
Tilt.
We're going over a river.
All right, Pally.
That bird's going to fly, see?
So, yeah, I read those old Defenders, and I read that FF600, and I read, I looked at a couple of old Hulks from my earliest days, like 195, Fighting the Abomination.
I reread Love and Capes. It's like Astro City. I tend to want to reread it every year.
Oh.
I just took the... I have the first six in miniseries, or in a graphic novel, and then I started buying the comics because he actually gave them away as part of Free Comic Book Day. And then I've got the next run as a graphic novel, and then the last batch I bought is comics. So I'm trying to convert into graphic novels, but... Again, it's Tom Saylor, I believe his name, and he writes kind of like a Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman archetype, dealing with the relationship between the Superman archetype, the Crusader, as he meets and falls in love with this woman, and it's just
what a woman.
Amazing.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's online. And if I ever get all the books in one spot, I'll loan them to you, Butch, so you can read them.
You didn't give the thumbs up the right way.
That's some. Yeah, but I'm into it. Did either of you guys read Came and Went about 2 weeks, but I was interested and I never saw it? Superhero Happy Hour.
I did not. Don't even really remember it.
I think it might have gotten shut down for imitating a little too closely. You know what? I think he too did the archetype Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, stuff like that at their happy hour, after hours, okay. Right? Oh. But I think the Batman guy was called Night Ranger, and that might have been what shut him down. Might have been Night Ranger.
You don't want to because those rock guys.
Sister Christian shut him down.
He's still rocking America.
Night Ranger, if you're listening.
Calling on the
hot. Quit it.
Why did you shut down the superhero happy hour?
$2.99 a minute. Kids, get your parents' permission or just get the credit card.
What former world champion is in a lot of legal trouble? Will call me to find out. This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
Thank you for calling.
Here's
the 1-800.
Here's a bunch of words that rhyme with Corey.
C. W hot line. If you, well, it just goes on some other tangent.
Yeah, do you, either of you guys watch like MeTV or Antenna TV or any of those?
Not on purpose.
Of course, I not religiously or anything, but if I ever sit down at the regular TV, I flip right to them.
I've been known to watch a few Gunsmoke marathons.
Boy, they still run ads for places, you know, like for. Call me to chat with hot women.
We don't watch the ads. Yeah, that's because the people watching it are our age and up.
Yeah. Well, more like up. Because when I'm at the group home, we watch it a lot. And it really depresses me. Oh, cool, they're showing Morgan Mindy. And then every ad on Morgan Mindy is, can you not walk up the stairs anymore?
Yep. Are you laying on your kitchen floor for a month?
Do you need a bathtub with a door because
diabetes.
You just can't lift your foot over the over the tub?
Do you sit down to brush your teeth?
Can you wash yourself with a stick
rag
and a sponge?
On a stick. I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
To a stick.
Oh. Well, thanks to Corey and his loose colon, we've totally derailed this conversation. Although the boys were talking quite a bit in the restroom. Probably the most interesting thing in the conversation.
Breaking a rule.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be silent when you're in
the restroom. Yeah, Corey's in the stall committing sins against man and nature.
I disagree. I think the one guy maybe should be quiet in the restroom, but he can be talked to.
Butch is hanging out at the stall, you know, giving it a good shake.
Rattling the door.
Meanwhile, the custodian's like, well, at least they're not yelling at you.
That's the only way you're going to get a shake on a ride with Joe, because I put in a request a month ago and he still won't stop.
Damn straight.
He and I went and got a shake.
Went
around.
Delicious.
This is an outrage!
It's a scandal!
Where's my protest sign?
That's a unique fixer upper.
Yeah, it's you on comics.
So. I think that's one shake away from falling down. Feel the shake! Name that tune. It's called Feel the Shake. Oh, you named it.
I used to, was it Hulk 250, where he fights Silver Surfer?
Yes, and he surfed with the silver.
And I used to, the story was good until somebody pointed out online, you know, the Silver Surfer acts like he never met the Hulk before. And I was like, they met, hey, Dead Raccoon, Gory, should we stop picking up?
No.
Okay, should we stop running over?
I don't think we're, pretty soon raccoons won't be allowed within a certain number of yards of us.
Okay.
I just came from the McDonald's.
Yeah, I can cross the line.
I did it.
I got to go back and get me more fries.
Get more salt.
I said I wanted two large fries. You gave me a whole big bag of fries. I just wanted two large fries.
Shut up or didn't. No, eat them. Don't throw them.
John's Pizza. Jake's.
Ooh, downtowns. I love downtowns.
Downtown what?
Where are we? Chiropractic gym open.
Most gyms are chiropractic if you drop the weights correctly.
Oh, man. What did I do recently that was... Oh, yeah, yeah. I fell off my bike and sprained my ankle. And with it goes the foot, you know?
My epidermis.
About the next day, I'm wheeling a table out of my shed, and one of these vice anvils falls off the table onto my foot.
Same foot?
Onto that foot, yes. And I went, oh, why did that hurt so much? You know, all these things process in a split second. But my foot was off the ground when it happened, so it had like a batting effect as opposed to a crushing effect. And so it wasn't as bad as it could have been. And I just said, why do I do anything? Why do I try?
The only time I ever had something like that happen, I'm at the gym on the elliptical. I'm listening to Wrestle Crap Radio.
Yeah.
Crap.
And they're telling a story about how they're watching an old AWA match.
Crap.
Well, I thought you were listening to Wrestle Crap.
And it was a match where Vern Gagne gets picked up by somebody, and the guy is holding Vern's trunks.
Yeah.
Poorly.
Yeah.
And little Vern comes out.
Oh, come on.
And Vern is desperately trying to get his trunks over himself.
Yes.
Without looking like, you know, without, you know, giving it away.
Yeah. Without breaking kayfabe.
Oh.
But,
and they just, they go on and on, and I'm laughing so hard I fall off the elliptical.
You did.
I did. Because you have to have a little bit of coordination on an elliptical. Oh, no, I'd lost all coordination. Yeah,
much like a fatigued bike ride.
Yeah. Boom, there I am on the floor. And I'm laughing, and people are coming up going, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you crying?
Are you crying?
Sweet corn.
Kind of. We should stop and get some of that corn. All right. Pornographer. Farmer Brown.
Joe's favorite meal is corn, you know.
Are you into cornography?
Peas and corn.
Corn.
Farmer Brown shucks.
Was it not a band? Corn.
Nobody know.
Aw, that Kentucky Fried Chicken is gone.
What?
But they got the high-speed internet.
We don't care for your chicken down here.
Oh.
We don't like Kentucky around here.
That's why we moved Bruce Fuckerman over there. Bruce Fuckerman, Kentucky.
Fuckerman,
you know who you are.
Fuckerman.
You know what you did.
You know who you are, diaper boy.
After about 5 hours of Fuckerman talk, we finally got revved up and started talking about comics.
Comics!
Then we go right back to Fuckerman.
What other comics did I read when I said I read nothing but him back? Oh, I like me. I like me some comics.
I've been, speaking of long-term plots, another Jeff Johns Green Lantern. I've been picking that up in graphic novel form because I done sold off all my comic books. But that's another good one.
How do you sell Green Lantern comics?
Don't need them because I got the graphic novel.
Well, I mean, what do you sell for a dime per each or what?
By the time they sold, probably. But I just figured I hadn't read the original run. You know, I picked it up when the
Sinestro, Green Lantern.
I think I picked
Since
it up
Gil Kane?
When the Sinestro run war started. And again, another series where he's going to Blackest Night, and there's a lot of prophecy talk, and you look backwards and you realize, holy cow, he's really telegraphing this. But, you know, you're reading forwards, you're like, okay, I don't know what's going on, but we're going to figure this out. That's a lot of fun, too.
I have picked up and read a few Green Lantern trades. Not necessarily just the main book, because there's different books, too, you know, Core or whatever.
Not anymore, thankfully.
Well, there were.
There for a while, there were like 5 different Green Lantern books, and it's like, oh,
North.
My God.
Green Lantern.
Get as many as I could at the library. And
library.
It's consistent run or, you know, rhyme or reason, but every trade I read was great. And one I thought the art was great, and I think it was that guy that went on to do Superior Iron Man.
No.
Whoever that is. All these names just blur together for me now. But that's how I
think I remember who did it. I thought that that was good artwork on the one trade I read. I'm noticing good artwork in comics. It doesn't have a discernible style. It's almost like no style, but really good art. Whereas when we were kids, this is a John Byrne book. This is a George Perez book. You know, this is an Al Milgram book. Oh, I said good art.
Wow.
I like it. I'm a fan. Yeah.
Where's the heat?
Oh, Al was great.
I still think Al Milgram pissed in your cornflakes when you were 12.
Oh, my God.
Hey, right, kid, listen. Have these cornflakes. I'm pissing them.
Al Milgram pissed on my comic store visit from the time I was 9 until yesterday.
No matter what his sins are, they're all made up for with Marvel fanfare.
Yes.
Because fanfare had a couple good issues, or because of his... Because
fanfare had
his editorial issues. Editorial.
Fanfare had nothing but good issues.
Especially
I take that back. There were a couple Carmine Infantino fill-ins where you could tell Carmine just... fuck this.
I thought you meant...
Didn't he do the Mr. Fantastic story earlier? Yeah.
Readers to decide whether or not he got to stay in the cover corner, and they all said nope.
Which is just a funny
angle. Well, Best Buy was the assistant editor month when I can't remember her name.
Ann Nocenti.
Pushed him out.
Of the fanfare corner?
Yeah, that's funny you say that because I got my list of Marvel fanfares that I'm missing. Just in case.
He also, he edited a bunch of stuff at Marvel.
Of course I'm talking about his art. I don't hold anything personally against the guy. Although I do get angry when I'm looking at his crappy art.
Except that
I do think you need to thank him. Because he was the editor on ROM.
He was the editor on ROM. Yeah. See, I'm not complaining about his editing. And he's self-deprecating and stuff. I appreciate that. I think he did some good inks on Captain America.
Wait, we need to go back to the later.
And his inks on, his inks on Captain Marvel were decent, too, earlier.
I think whenever he got time, his stuff was really good. His stuff in the 90s was really good.
In the 80s, he must have had no time.
Well, what it was, he worked in the office, so they'd come to him and go,
we need you to draw 3 books a month.
This book needs to be done Monday.
Yeah, but he had lengthy runs on the Avengers and Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Man, and stuff that were just rubbish.
I don't know. I liked his run on Peter Parker.
Oh, my God. When I find that issue with the blob on the cover, I'm going to hit you over the head with it.
Hey.
Corey doesn't quite know what to do. Well, okay.
I think it's... Mark Waid actually took the spot and made him a scary, really scary character.
Brilliant.
In that Daredevil story, it's like... Spot was kind of a goofy, one-off villain. And Mark Waid said, no. Here. Let's give you some nightmare fuel.
I love that kind of stuff. I'm all for sprucing up old villains and stuff. I didn't like the Scourge. I liked the Scourge storyline in Captain America. I enjoyed the book, but I didn't like the killing off of all these characters. I never believed in killing off characters. I always thought that was lazy and you could do something with them.
Mark Grunewald actually did that when he made up that list when he was doing the official handbook of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a bunch of characters that they're clogging up the pipes.
Jeez. And then John Byrne.
And then I like the fact that some of them were ones he created, like Turner D. Century.
pick one of the two addresses on the top, put it in your phone, and we'll start following it.
So then I believe it was Byrne doing She-Hulk who proved to him that you could use Dr. Bong and Sprague the Living Hill. And then Grunewald came back on it and said, yes, you're right, I won't be killing him, I'll be using him better.
Well, and Dr. Bong, that was a comedy character.
Blackwing was back. Yeah, but it's just as well. You can use him as comedy.
There is nothing wrong with comedy.
Hembeck,
it's so funny.
Hembeck raves about Grunewald's Spider-Woman.
Spider-Woman!
It was an okay horror comic, but it wasn't what I wanted from that comic.
I didn't rate it. I did later, issues 40, issues 50, around the Turner D. Century.
Actually, issues 40 were in Claremont, I believe.
Oh, they were? Well, they had good...
Claremont came on in the mid-30s.
Brian Postman did some nice, clean art.
And then Vicente closed it out.
Stop talking to Cardi. We're in Mankato. He's got to
get the numbers. I have faith that he can do 2, 3, 4, 5 things at once.
Yeah, he looks up and talks. He looks at you and he talks.
He's an idiot.
I'm driving.
The man, let's face it, the man's washed
up. In 2.1 miles, you're going to go to...
That looks like a happy
turn right to downtown Mankato.
Okay.
Doesn't that look like a happy chef?
That looks like an unhappy chef. Had we had that shopping...
Shopping?
A pair of shopping. Been open, we could take Highway 14.
A pair of shopping. A pair of shopping.
Wait, this means we're not going to Spam Museum.
We have the option to, although we thought we'd go.
We also have the option not to.
Yeah, I think I'd rather go to the candy store.
Yeah.
Candy.
I just want the pizzas.
Is this where they want me to turn?
Nah, it was like 2.1 miles.
No, it's 2.1 miles.
Yeah, it's 1.2 miles now.
Ways up.
2.1, 1.2.
It flipped.
Do I need to take a quick trip?
Boss man.
The Laser Family.
Oh, there's a Hardee's. There.
Laser Family. Laser Team. My God, did you see the Laser Team movie?
A thrift store?
No.
Is that open? Why don't they ever open the thrift stores on Sunday?
Well, most of them are owned by churches.
With blackjack and hookers.
Well, that would be ours.
Second thought, I'll start my own casino.
Yeah, with blackjack and hookers.
Forget the blackjack.
Oh, forget the whole thing.
Chris and I watch. We've been watching West Wing. We're in the final season.
You go, West Wing?
And we're also watching, we're watching the Hill Street.
The WWS.
HSB Wrestling. Oh, here's a vintage mall for sale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that is weird looking.
What kind of store are you going to put in there, Corey?
Well, we each get a shop. This is Butcher's shop.
I'm going to
put a... Corey's shop. Butcher's shop, ironically, full of really cool things. None of it for sale.
Poison Ivy.
Oh, it's mine. Can't have it.
It's not even that cool of things.
Check out the Cadillac.
This is just stuff I like.
Damn.
The Road to El Dorado.
You know the world's largest candy store? Mine is the world's smallest candy store.
Cop up here, Joe.
Exit right.
Where it says downtown Mankato. Oops.
What do you mean it's world's largest candy store? It's right here in this box. I just sell Tootsie Rolls.
It's my largest candy store.
No, mine's world's smallest.
Oh, the world's smallest candy store.
Cops just doing it because he can.
He wants to mess up traffic.
In a quarter of a mile, exit right.
Now, silence it. No, Joel, drive by.
Where? Now hit a beat. Say 8 miles.
Wait, there's a hospital on this. You guys aren't taking me to a comic shop.
We're taking you to organ harvesting.
I told you. I told you. You figured it out. He's not as dumb as you think he looks.
But I like my liver.
In 0.1 mile.
Well,
you don't abuse it enough.
Kiss it goodbye.
Go on and kiss it.
Bend over. Kiss your liver goodbye.
Kiss your liver goodbye.
Told ya, hemorrhoids can be fatal.
Kiss the liver good morning.
You want to see somebody cry?
Liver, know you think about it. Liver gone. What?
We find people.
Oh, look at dinosaur.
Didn't go as far as it did. Oh, look at it. Recorder fly.
Red light?
It's fine.
Dick. I like the dinosaur.
What kind of Godzilla
is that?
Well, you do know that history shows again and again that nature points out the folly of man.
Is that an apartment? Because I want to rent that and just look out at Godzilla every day from my apartment window.
Yo, you could build a Godzilla in your backyard.
That's what I was going to say next.
Half a mile, turn right.
Might be easier just to put up a Godzilla.
Tear down the fence, build a Godzilla out of it.
Is this a classic car, or is that just what they drive here?
It's classic. Oh, man, piece of shit. What are you thinking? Main Street.
I bought this thing new in 1973.
Right.
1973. Herba-dabba-herba-dabba-herba-ba.
Beautiful Mankato.
Now turn around and get the fuck out of Mankato.
Turn right.
No, I don't wanna.
Too bad.
Go home. Thanks for nothing.
In half a mile, turn right.
Fudge.
At the next turn, go home.
We will give no more directions until you buy this app.
Be back.
We must alert the proper authorities.
And one of the high muckety mucks of the former ultra of what was it, Malibu, kind of smacked me down when I said, "Well, Len Strzuzki told me this, this, and this."
Turn right.
He's like, "Yeah, Len hasn't read his contract. That's not what it says."
I was gonna say, was he not Len's writing partner?
And Tom Mason is the guy I'm talking with.
Yeah,
he was like he's the guy who created the contract.
Turn left.
Yeah. Len read his contract.
Sorry.
I mean, yeah, Len didn't read that. Len. Len did nothing wrong, right? Am I right?
Len did nothing wrong.
I got your back, Len.
But it's, well, Len told me this, this, and this. And he goes, yeah, I used to argue about that with James Hudnall and all the time, too. They don't understand that part of the contract.
In the contract?
Oh, okay.
Oh, so.
Sorry, I sounded like a jerk. Herp, herp, herp.
And why does it never get printed?
No one knows.
For Christ's sake. Mark Gruenwald would bring us there.
Because I'm the guy who said, oh, well, you know, there's these contracts that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Tom Mason, you know, the guy who was a big high muckety muck at Malibu, said, no, you're wrong.
And what did the contract say?
It's more set up like the DC royalty agreements, where the books have to sell a certain amount in order for royalties to kick in. And the royalties are more involved with toys than printing.
Turn left.
Where's your cartoon show, Len?
Whoopies!
Whoopie!
We've taken a lot of lefts.
Well, that's because it's like as I'm passing by, turn left! No, couldn't you tell me that like ahead of time?
Lefts, lefts,
We're on the right road, though.
What are we looking for?
Lefties left. Is it Atlantis by the game?
633 South Front Street, and we are on Front Street.
Let's ask this guy. He looks knowledgeable.
Hey, where's the comic shop?
Get out of here.
I'm looking for the ballet. Hey, you're almost there.
Yes, you're looking for the ballet. We're not looking for Becky's Floral and Gift Shop.
We want a shop.
You have reached your destination.
We've reached a stop sign.
Nope.
See something that says
books.
Books.
And there's Pikachu.
And there's parking.
There we go.
Pikachu.
Hey, cool. It's all kinds of places. Oh, there's a book exchange and a comic shop.
But the book exchange looks closed.
Son of a!
Oh, again, Monday through Saturday.
Well, we'll just go stare
sons
in the window.
Sons of bitches.
We'll stare in the window.
Bitches.
All right,
we'll
Corey, what is the name of the place we're going to?
Pulp Comic and Games.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Hey, that's what I say.
Son of a...
Oh, he's ready. He can play.
This guy's moving.
I've had it with you people and your talking.
This guy's moving stuff. Remember when I had to do that?
He's got a broken arm.
Really? Jesus Christ.
Okay.
It'll heal up. It'll make it stronger.
603 Riverfront Drive?
You should go by and go, hey, Corey, want to say hi? Here's Corey from Pulp Comics and Games. Hey, you're on the show.
Call in the hotline.
Our first caller, Corey from Poco.
You son of a bitch and change gates.
Shit, the car was on. No, it wasn't on.
Yeah, but now, oh.
There you go. 603 North Riverfront Drive. Somebody just threw the recorder in the back seat.
He just launched it. It was like the Planet of the Apes Mego catapult.
Oh, there it goes.
It was like the catapult.
All right.
Yeah, we got it the first time.
Oh, we're 3 minutes away.
Let's get started.
From being canceled? Look at that book. It's something about superpowers.
I know.
among.
All right.
That's not a train. That's just somebody who likes their horn.
Yep.
Don't be horny.
I try.
Well, that was an awesome shop.
Yeah,
that,
it was. That's
definitely worth a revisit.
And I hope he gets to do his little con, you know?
Okay.
And Joel set up.
Which way?
Turn left.
Right
and
now.
Then turn right.
We turn left now.
Actually, I think I'm going to go straight. One, to piss her off.
Ah, goddamn.
Two, I really want to see what else is down here. We're in the downtown area.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're not going to see by going her way. There's a pizza place.
This is not the image of a house. That's a big rhino.
Joe just likes that noise.
Yeah.
Mr. Monogram. Oh, I thought it was Mr. Mayonnaise.
I thought it was Mr. Panagram.
And then turn right.
I thought it was a mammogram.
Yeah.
If it's Mr. Mayonnaise, it'd be Stephanie's favorite place.
Mr. Mayonnaise. She liked the mayonnaise?
Oh, you bring up mayonnaise, she goes off on a rant.
Good, bad?
Oh, she hates it.
Yeah, I can't imagine someone going off on a mayonnaise in favor. Oh, I can't speak.
You know, it's almost,
a rant in favor of mayonnaise.
It's almost worth stopping at a store and posing with a bunch of mayonnaise.
Yes, like the mayonnaise store.
Hey, look what we found.
Mr. Mayonnaise.
Turn right.
She asked this guy if he's got mayonnaise. I'll ask him.
Oh. He's definitely got tea.
Got the tea, yeah.
All right.
Tasty tea.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
0.6 miles. We turn on, actually, we're on Riverfront.
Yeah.
I can't believe I have to do this for 6 miles.
Fuck.
0.6 miles.
Point for 6 miles.
You stopped.
There he goes. There he goes.
How dare you,
sir? I feel stifled. Don't stifle me.
I don't really know what I'm doing.
Stifle yourself, dingbat. No, no, it's a train.
Train. I like trains.
Joel, just stand outside the store and stare at it.
We're gonna make tracks.
Then he'll worship it.
Gotta make tracks.
Build graven idols to it.
False idols. False idol. Now, we're going to another shop?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not used to these small towns.
Wine and Cafe. Okay, Chris can live here.
We'll drop her off there, pick her up when we're done.
Oh, we're done.
Never done.
Coffee hag.
Look at these stores. I just love books, toys, babies, kids. Well, I was going to go in except for the babies.
Yep, and then you knew it was baby toys.
Ooh, very impressive.
Even in the small towns.
Well, especially in the small towns.
Especially in the small towns.
River City.
You've reached your destination.
The Dork Den.
See, I just...
We'll park here.
Don Vogel. Paint.
I miss Don Vogel. Let a blind man drive you home.
Yep. Let a blind man drive you home.
I had that bumper sticker on a car.
Gee, I'm glad I took my gloves off. He pulls in front of this speeding semi-truck, which doesn't...
They close at 8 p.m.
Wow.
Although it says Sunday 8 to 5, so let's go to the Facebook page.
That's what?
We got two different reports on their hours.
Okay, we'll drive by.
Well, hold on. I'm going to their Facebook page. That'll have the information.
Or you can call them.
They close at 5 on Sunday.
Well, being it's 5 on Sunday, we're...
And being that we got two reports, let's go for it. Well, Mom and Pop's beckons.
Do you want to go eat?
What is with this mail from you? From Cray. C-B-D. Look at it. Here's an email.
Yeah.
Cost me 66 cents.
CVB. CDB.
CDB. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I could have wrote CSEEVTHEBBEE, but I'm trying to save you $1.50.
I don't, because I got to pay by the letter. So you'll see me there.
All right.
And the Butch isn't capitalized.
Do we want to just head to Mom and Pop's, or what do we want to do?
Oh, I'm just, I was just kidding. I'm just kidding about that.
It's ice cream.
I'll eat ice cream.
That's, you're going to spoil your dinner.
That's okay.
All right, now I don't know where to go from here. Joel. I do know we got to go that way and get over the river. Over the river.
CDB. So you're telling me that CDB meant something?
Yeah.
He just doesn't know what it is anymore.
See the B.
I don't even know what that means. Well, at least I know what that means.
B, insect. C, eyes. V. Yes.
See the bee. I got it. So I'm looking for the bee. I didn't see it.
See the bee. CDB.
I'm just going to keep that on there so I can bitch about it next time.
Yeah, you know, you're costing me 60 cents.
And it'll be, but then it'll be 88 cents. I wonder how my
all in all, it's cost me $550.
I wonder how my bike ride to Mankato is going. Oh, buckle up, you dumb bastards. God, can you imagine they live right by Mom and Pop's?
What's that? How the hell we get out of here?
North.
To Alaska.
You go north. Need a chair? Hey, that's a nice
thing. Yeah, let's stick that in one of the boxes. I'll have to throw chair. I'll have to throw my comics out, but
yeah,
it'll be worth it.
Worthless anyways. Yeah, I don't know what that building is.
We'll just jump up on the chair and go through the table. Of course, we'll miss it like Sabu did three or four times.
Oh, God. Or that that guy with New Jack. He had 55 tables in the ring. He kind of clips one of them.
Or the thing they have on Botchamania. They find the videos of the tables that don't break.
Oh.
Okay, gang.
I always love that. I am the table!
Let's give some review of the... We stopped at two stores in Mankato. The two was the Dork Den.
Oh, yeah, the Dork Den, which is a great name.
Yeah.
I think.
Games, some comics.
And
not a lot of comics.
Plenty of room.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's the thing. Both stores we looked at had plenty of room.
Spacious. Really,
and they had second storefronts for gaming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, they also were selling like snacks and soda. I think the second one, Pulp, they sell sandwiches too.
But not Rad Bastard Root Beer.
Nope. No. So.
You're good, Joe. Joe got us out of town.
That was kind of a fun shop.
Oh, yeah.
However.
What?
The second one we stopped at, or the first one we stopped at. Pulp Comics. I think that's what it was called, wasn't it?
Pulp Comics and Games.
I considered using the public bathroom at the last one, but someone had bombed it.
Oh!
Yes.
And that was, again, more comics.
Yes.
Still gaming area and games, but definitely more of a comic store, which is what we're looking for.
More Pulp Comics and Games.
And
featuring Corey.
Yeah.
The guy.
There was a Corey there.
Yes.
And talk to
his parents had much more money than mine.
How's that?
Well, he could afford an extra vowel. He had a Corey.
Oh,
so
man.
He had money.
You think that was his parents and he didn't just buy that when he was older?
I don't think he can.
Oh. You can't do much.
You gotta buy your vowels when you're solving the puzzle.
Much more comics. They had a very nice selection of gold, silver age. Apparently a gentleman from New Ulm brought them over. You know, older guy looking to just sell out. All the newer graphic novels, or a lot of graphic novels, the newer stuff was all aligned.
Yeah.
But for us, tell them what the highlight of the trip was, Butch.
I thought the highlight of the trip was a nice, clean, orderly store with spacious aisles and good lighting.
And
a gigantic room with a little digger room at the end of 50 cent and dollar comic books.
We spent,
in order for the most part.
We spent easily an hour.
Must have been 60 comic boxes in there.
Digging through.
Yep, an hour, that's a minute a box.
I mean, I bought two regular things. I got the Paradise X Volume 2.
Paradise X?
Graphic novel,
I'm
which
sorry.
Is nice because now I can finish the series.
Yeah, you can finish it, all right. You can bring it over and have a bonfire.
Yeah,
remember when I used to like
after
comics?
I read it. I did find a copy of Star Wars 2 from the original Marvel run. Not the original, but the relaunch. Because apparently, I have everything except issue two.
Is Mr. Spock in that issue?
Usually, that's probably it. I had the rare Mr. Spock issue, and I probably sold it for hundreds of thousands of dollars on eBay.
But
now I have the run.
Akbar!
But we should have brought the recorder in. We should have been recording, because we just were geeking on those quarter boxes, the dime box. They were, what, 50-cent boxes and dollar boxes?
Yeah, actually, there was a horseshoe of tables. You walk in, there's one on your left, one on your right, one in front of you. And the top row, the top tables were $1 books, and the bottom underneath were the 50-cent books. And we really dug.
Oh yeah,
we were digging. It was fun.
Yeah, and the different titles we'd occurrence. Run across, and the things you know. Hey, what about this? Oh, that was in by this. Corey, how many issues of Bug?
Yep.
Six, which I found all six.
Nice.
Five in the 50-cent box, one in the dollar box. I said, good enough for me. I can read it.
And it wasn't as easy as all that.
And some of the titles...
A lot of current stuff.
Some of the titles we ran across, you know, we'll never, probably ever mention on the show, but it was just amazing.
I probably bought 35, 40 comics.
Both stores...
Of dollars and 50 centers.
Both stores were, like you said, clean, well-lit, spacious, friendly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Kudos to Mankato. You got two shops that are outstanding.
Both of them had a lot of board games, Dungeons & Dragons, stuff like that.
There were some kids in playing games at the first place.
At Pulp, it was a guy teaching a bunch of kids how to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Evil!
Wow.
And they said, how long have we been here? And he said, 4 hours. One of them said, no.
We should have stayed another hour.
I thought he was talking about us.
No hanging out.
You know, Ma, Dad, we had a great time, but boy, these three old farts came in.
There was a sign on the store, no hanging out, which had me worried, but...
Hey, there's a unique fixer-upper.
We were digging.
Tons of weird shops. I mean, vacant storefronts, old town feeling. So it was fun.
Pandemic feeling.
And I'm sure in the next couple weeks we'll be digging through. Oh, I found this and I read it. I can't think of any titles I picked up. I mean, they had a lot of the Walmart, $4.99, DC, $5.99. They were obviously blowing them out. Yeah. I think what they were doing is
I got one Ghosts out of the 50 centers.
Yeah, they had some in the 50 centers. I think what they were doing is just, once a series is over, they only have a few, they didn't bother with back issues. They just blow it out for a buck. Which is actually a good idea for smaller shops.
And he had heaps of stuff that they're still going through.
Yeah, killing it. What, can I look at it? Oh, we haven't done that yet. Come on, I'm missing the comic books.
I was there when he was buying comics from someone.
Oh, yeah?
Comics he buys at 8 cents a piece.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, that is interesting.
Because I remember talking with Steve Brown, our man of renown. He's always with a frown, man about town.
Kind of a clown.
Cedar Cliff. He said like $8 a long box is kind of what the prevailing rate's going. Which is weird because when I had my shop.
You'd sell like them for $5 a long
box. No, it was about $20 a box. You come in with a bunch of junk.
Yeah, but you'd sell them for $5.
A lot of times people would come in and be like, okay, this is what I make my money on. Rest of it, I'll probably have when I close the store. Which ironically was true.
I remember a kid came in and sold about 20 boxes of comics. They were all bagged, boarded, and they had the title dividers. And I said, the bags and the boards were worth less than what Joe paid for them.
More.
No, less.
Less. Old comics go to die. So, that was fun.
And really, if you wanted to jump in on the new 52, you probably could have. Boy, there was a lot of new 52 in those dollar boxes.
Yeah, but they're kind of old 52 now.
It's kind of a convergence of things.
Yeah. Mm. God, I still haven't read all of Convergence.
You read like two of them, you're like, oh, same storyline. It's like issue one is like they're just busy doing their thing in their own universe, and whoever the guy in Convergence comes and says, you are going to have to fight or die!
Yeah.
And then issue two, they fight, and
nobody
knows. Oh, yeah, so you did read them all.
No, I just read two of them, and they're like, oh, same plot in both. And then the amazing thing was, is JLA, while they're fighting the, was it the Anti-Monitor or Darkseid or something, they make a comment about, and then this guy's busy with this little Convergent, making it sound like it's just nothing. Nothing, no, it brought back the multiverse after New 52.
and concurrent with the Secret War.
Concurrent, I said! Concur!
I concur.
Unfortunately, we spent a lot of time there.
I
not really. I
disagree.
Don't. I think that was a blast.
Yep, that was fine.
Everything else we're looking to hit is closed. So.
No candy for you.
No candy for us.
Well, the candy place is closed too. Although,
yeah, they close at 5.
You could look up Hot Comics Jordan and see if they stay
there. Yeah, I thought that's what was closed.
No, I just assumed that.
I haven't even looked.
Take a peek. See if you can. If they're open, we'll swing by.
Oh, Hot Comics, Hot Comics.
I like a Hot Comics. But I paid for mine.
No, they're closed. They close at 6.
Yeah, no, we're not going to make it by then.
Yes, we do.
That's worth a shot. So we hit 3 shops.
Last 10 minutes.
3 different shops today. A couple antique stores. And a nice rest area on the side of Highway 169.
Yeah.
We let Joe play in the dog park.
I get to play. I know. It was rough. A little bark and a bite.
Didn't make it to the candy store for Rat Bastard Root Beer.
When you guys laughed because I just sneers.
Mm-hmm.
And they might not have had Rat Bastard Root Beer.
They didn't have it last year.
Oh, no. Bastards.
Which was depressing.
Very, very depressing. So, barring another geek day, I imagine the next time we get together is for our free comic book day going north.
Oh, thank goodness.
Now, you were talking to Corey and asked him about how business was doing.
He said pretty good. His answer was like, good. And I was glad to hear that.
Yeah,
enthusiastic.
All the closed down.
Yeah, he said there were a little rough times in May and April. I think one of them was really bad. But things are going pretty well. He said the customers have been pretty accommodating, doing a little extra purchasing and stuff, which is pretty cool.
He did say they ordered their DCs from Midtown. Midtown, not Discount Comic Book Service.
Midtown.
He says he does like their service. They do really well.
Oh.
One thing they do that he appreciates is they take like the high-end variants and they bag and board them separately. They don't just toss them in the box and pray to God they survive.
Yeah, that's attention to detail.
Yeah.
I guess. If that's what you're
Well, it's like how Discount Comic Book Service, when they package stuff, people were shocked when they got the boxes because they use this weird sort of bubble wrap thing, but they packed their stuff really nice too.
And then they went out of business.
They're the other DC distributor.
I hope not. I did remember to reorder Justice League, whatever, Volume 2. Yeah, Keith Giffen era. They did cancel it.
Keith Griffin!
Keith Griffith.
That Griffith guy. Didn't recognize. Always wearing a mask.
Griffith?
Kyle?
Who was that masked man? And who knew that maybe Clark Kent, the Lone Ranger, and those guys should have worn these?
Blue
Kong. There's your KFC. Chicken fried C.
That probably used to be a pizza. No, that probably used to be an A&W.
Yeah, turn it into a church. The Church of Root Beer.
That is a chiropractic place. Rising Sun.
Rising Sun.
Rising Sun Chiropractic.
House and root beer. Rising Sun.
Go there. Or
look, all these people get free advertising because we're bored out of our gourd.
I'm not bored.
I always like it when they repurpose buildings like old Pizza Huts and stuff because you can recognize them. No matter how they change, it's like, yeah, that used to be a Pizza Hut.
I was going
to
stop by and take a picture of that whatever mall that was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Color Mall.
That would have been
Color
fun.
Tile.
That could have been my new shop.
Color Tile.
Tell Chris that's your new shop.
Or it could get hit by a tornado.
Yeah, you can live there.
That'd be my shop.
So the question is...
I sell beds.
Oh, yeah, I was going to
sell... You can't leave with them.
What was I going to sell?
No, just couches.
I was going to sell...
Just a group home. Group home couches to sleep on.
Mine was some kind of gardening center.
No, yours was just all the stuff in your basement.
No, that's what Joe said, yeah.
And you wouldn't sell it.
And then I lost what I was actually going to sell, which was, I don't know, bonsai trees or something.
Bonsai!
Bonsai.
Bonsai! Oh, man, the sweet corn's gone. Dunkin' Donuts.
Durr. Next.
that would be the War Memorial Park.
War Memorial Stadium. Whoa.
What is it? Why am I getting caught behind, like, people driving, like, way under the speed limit?
Because they're going home.
Speak of the war. Yep. They don't care what time that comic shop closes in Jordan.
They bought their comics. They don't care.
Yep. No, they're going, is that Butch?
This guy just
says, freedom!
He pulled right behind me. I better hit my brakes.
Freak?
Brakes?
Freak?
Boy, if only you had your hockey mask.
Why would I not bring that? It is a mask.
What about your chainsaw?
Mask. Did you see there was a little chainsaw hanging out of a truck in front of us on the way down here?
Yeah.
Corey sees all.
What about that chainsaw?
Yeah, it was a blood splash.
Godfather's Pizza. Hopefully that's closed.
Hey!
Oh, you... Your taste buds all burned out? Or?
I have fond memories of Godfather's Pizza when I was 17.
Why?
When I was 17, I had a thick crust pizza. It was the only thick crust pizza around, man.
It made me have a heart attack.
Until I went to Chicago, I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever had. Then I move here. We've got like two or three places that make it. One of which was like right next to where I worked in an office. And then they closed. Even Green Mill, who used to be, oh, we do deep dust, Chicago deep dish now. They still do it, but they're not happy about it.
Well, Rocky,
and now it's
Rocko,
take 45 minutes. Pizza. Dude, if I wanted a fast food, I'd have gone to McDonald's.
Rocky Rococo.
Finders Keepers, feed at the shop.
Rocky Rococo.
Oh. Rocky Rococo.
It's no Shakey's.
Then again, neither was Shakey's.
Shakey's had a player piano and probably a lot of illnesses. Sneeze guard? We don't need a sneeze guard.
Hey, that thing really works.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Well, you must have really frostbitten your tongue to find that shit tasting good. Godfather's.
Hey, look at where I grew up.
Shakey's.
Mayonnaise and cardboard. However, if the good folks of Godfather's Pizza, all three of you that are left, feel like sending us a complimentary pizza to review on our show,
we will cover it in mayonnaise.
Please do so instead of calling your lawyers. Hey, there's a place for sale.
You do know
what that, a place for sale.
Our friend Blade Braxton from WrestleCrap Radio. No matter where he goes, if there's a Godfather's Pizza, he's eating there.
What was that you said about?
What's wrong with him then?
Unless there's a Sbarro's.
Oh.
Chair shot. Oh, Sbarro's, yeah.
Best Sbarro's ever ate was in a New Jersey Newark airport. Something about, I was talking to a guy there and he goes, I mean, I've had Sbarro's, but man, this is fantastic. The crust was awesome.
Oh, it was.
Used to drive the supervisor nuts because it'd be like, I want to take my break at 10. Well, you got to take it earlier. I said, no, I have to take one break, 10 o'clock. I want to go to Sbarro's. Get the white pizza right off the thing. And he said, well, it's something about the water they use. Same reason why when you get bagels, you go to Brooklyn to get bagels. Because they got better bagels than anybody.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And a guy from from Brooklyn came in, brought some bagels. And I tried one. I go, oh, my God, you are correct. It was amazing. I couldn't even describe it. Just something about the texture and the moisture in it and the flavor. I was like, dude, don't you beep 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 me.
Why,
the rest of my story's over.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I used to frequent the Sbarro's with a buddy of mine, and one time we finally got sick of getting sick, and we just quit going.
So you hung out in the mall a lot?
I got the Sbarro's. No, we'd go to, like, the Arby's Sbarro's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but then we would also go to the mall, and one day, which might have been the killing stroke, as the guy flung my piece of pizza up on the counter and dragged half of it across the stainless steel, which was well stained.
For steel.
my buddy's laughing. Did you see that? Yeah.
You're going to eat that.
And that was the last time we got sick. So this is it. We're retiring from eating some
marlins. Screw that. I'm going to Panda Express.
Now, if the good people of Panda Express, remember, Corey is the one to blame.
Send your complaints.
I am really mad at Panda Express. Every time I go, I order Panda, and they say they don't have any.
We got plenty of raccoon. Oh, I don't need that. Yeah, nobody does.
I want nothing to do with raccoon.
Holly and Dana both loved Panda Express. They get the same thing, orange chicken. And the best thing about it?
It was orange.
Never ate it. Why did they want to go to Panda Express?
Get orange chicken.
Big-ass cookie with the kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You gotta eat some of that. No, I want the cookie. Okay, I'll eat the orange chicken.
Well, yeah, that's what you do with the kids. Everybody who doesn't eat their food, you just eat it.
This orange chicken looks kind of gray.
Okay, maybe it's Mandarin orange chicken.
Oh, the guy from the third Iron Man movie.
Yeah, the Mandarin.
Scrub floors for a living. We're both small lookers, and neither of us are Chinese. Well, you've done your homework.
Hell of a spill on the side of the road here.
I know. Boy, it just goes on and on.
Like the Mandarin.
On and on.
It's orange chicken.
The spill keeps on flowing.
You get a cookie with the children's meal.
Not quite sure where it's going. Oh, there's the end.
So that's what it was like taking your kid out to eat.
Yeah. I go to Panda Express. Why? You never eat it. You just eat the cookie. Let's just go get a cookie and skip the Panda Express.
I always wondered.
Yeah, but you'll eat the orange chicken. Good point. Let's go.
Donut?
Oh, if you insist.
Why not?
Oh, I wanted that one.
How
about one on both sides, John?
Hey, two-thirds. Yeah, I'm Corey. Empty casement.
There's one left.
No.
Not anymore.
This is very neat donuts with Corey Strode.
Nom 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 nom. Are those leaves already turning yellow? Well, so much for summer, everybody.
It was ice while it lasted.
Up and at them.
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 The goggles, they do nothing.
Oh, man.
Somebody put up an article on Facebook. How to have a deeper appreciation for Batman Forever. I didn't click on it because whoever wrote it is just wrong.
Clickbait.
Does Facebook have clickbait too?
Oh, hell yeah.
Stupid.
Why Catwoman wasn't as bad as you thought? No, shut up. It was.
Oh, my goodness.
The best ones are like, you can find out just what type of superhero you are. Click here. And then you add a bunch of personal information.
They call it the same answer.
Which is called data mining. You just gave up your... You won't wear a face mask because you're worried about government overreach, but you just gave them your name, date, birth, blood type, and social security numbers to find out that you have no...
No,
you don't look like the Incredible Hulk.
I'm wearing my mask right now. Oh, I ain't did this. Geordie Barrel, you lunkhead.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
It's about time.
The comic was so good.
It's only been a few years for me. It was a long time before I was able to find the comic. John may have had it, and I just didn't get it because it was too expensive. But
yeah.
I may have actually not seen it. I kind of can't remember.
Which comic?
The Creep Show. The Creep Show.
I don't remember it.
Huh? Well, maybe John didn't have it then, because Joe doesn't remember it either.
I saw it in bookstores. I never saw it in a comic shop until much later.
I don't remember where I finally found it, but it was much, much later. It might have been like a half-price books find or something. It might have.
Why, I oughta?
Now I wants to go read it. Where is it? Where'd I put it? Is it on that one shelf?
Yeah.
If it's not...
It's in that one box.
Luckily, my bicycle repair book was on that shelf, though.
Well, the day's work for it.
Oh, if it's in a
bicycle
box...
Bicycle repair, man. Yeah,
if it's in a box, I'm out of luck.
He's all out of luck, as we enter Sibley County.
He's all out of luck.
Hey, the Mayo County. House.
The Mayo House.
He's Stephanie's favorite house.
A whole house of mail.
I'll let her know.
We just passed the mail house.
Your least favorite house.
On the way to the pizza ranch, he's letting her know right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we should stop. Go back. Take a picture in front of the sign.
Le Sour
Peas.
The mail house.
Oh, historic site. It's a historic site, Corey. Include that vital information. And then include a link.
Despite their love of mayonnaise, their mail house was a complete disaster. Now I gotta hurry up and get in the right lane without my signal.
Why
just
are
to show
we,
I'm so
we
cool.
Being lapped? That guy's trying to get
Because I'm actually going to speed.
That guy's
for
trying
some
to get
reason.
To Jordan Comics. Jordan's.
I must get to Henderson.
We still have 29 minutes.
Well, let's speed up.
We'll go 66 miles an hour. 66 cents per text.
Bet this thing can't do 100.
Oh, I bet you're right. We're in the back seat, right?
Right. Yes. Was it just the two of us?
You, me, and Wilson in the passenger
yeah,
seat.
Yeah, it was just the four of us in the car? I seem to remember it being like...
Hey, Ben. Hey, Copper. Hey, Rustin done that.
Oh,
Rustin done fake, you know. Now, what's nonchalant mean? Hey, we got powdered donuts in the trunk.
Had my hockey mask back.
And Pat's like, oh, no, you guys behave.
Oh, guys, no, Pat's sense of humor now.
Pat in charge now.
Charles in charge.
My favorite was
I'm going to circulate some air. No, I'm not.
When we came from your Brian Wilson's place.
Yes.
And we were driving in your, I forget, what was that car? The little Butchmobile.
Was it that little two-seater?
Yeah.
Was just you and
me
then?
I was scrunched in the front, and Classic Pat was in the front.
Were you in the back?
I was in the back.
That was a two-seater car that you were...
I think so, because it was a little orange car you used to drive around all the time.
Oh, yeah, that was it. That was a two-seater. That was an EXP. It was a Ford EXP.
We're driving back.
Big mistake.
And, of course, the one cop kept following us.
Yeah, oh,
and we're
yeah.
like, oh, we're being hunted. So I pulled into the gas station. He pulled over.
Yep.
And was watching as we came out, because I think you filled up gas and we all ran in and got our stuff. And then I said, well, instead of getting on the road, go ahead.
Go this
drive,
way.
Drive yeah. along the strip mall, because we were looking like this.
Yeah.
It said baseball cards, and we got there, it was empty. And then, of course, like, this made good Hot Comics Buffalo. And then as we were sitting there, I saw the cop on the highway go buzzing by.
Yeah.
And then we drove, and we caught up to him. He pulled over, and they came by and pulled you over. Why? Because your light was out.
Did he actually pull us over?
He pulled us over. Because then...
What light was out? A license plate?
One of your headlights.
Jeez. I don't even remember that we acted, but I remember we were doing a zigzag thing with the cop.
Yeah.
And you were laughing about it.
Yeah,
there he goes.
Yeah, there
he comes.
And then he's like... You hand him the license, he goes, where are you two from? Pat and I, Maplewood? And we both very annoyed. St. Paul! We're annoyed. How dare you say we're from Maplewood?
How dare you, sir?
What? Maplewood, I would kill you for that.
I would if I could.
What? It's time for a rest stop.
A game.
Just like Pat says, no matter what you do, when you used to travel across country, all the cons, stop at everyone. My goal is to shit in every rest stop in America.
Oh, sweet.
What, did you shit in the last one? No, maybe. We'll revisit it on the way back.
Your show. This is your content.
This is what the internet was made for, damn it.
Yes.
How many shits?
12.
I don't give a shits.
Of course not.
Can you park closer?
Yeah, I can, but I'm not going to. We'll be back after we go drain the main vein.
Following these messages.
Believe it or not, kids, this here podcast has sponsors. And that sponsor, since day one, is DreamHost.com. DreamHost.com is the best, bar none, web host in the whole known universe. And if you need a website, head on over to DreamHost.com, put in code CRAZY, that's K-R-A-Y-Z, and get $20 off your first year. Now, if you would like to advertise here on any of the Solitary Rose Network podcasts, you can. Just email me at SolitaireRoseNetwork@gmail.com, subject advertising. Also, head on over to eBay and look for user Crazy, K-R-A-Y-Z. That's Joe, Crazy Writer, who's always telling us about the eBay in every episode of Crazy Comics and Stories. If you would like to contact us, you can do so. You can give us a call at 952-856-0519. Leave a message and we'll play it on the show. Or you can send us an email at solitairerosenetwork@gmail.com. Thanks.
Comics. No one buys comics. Yep. Because they were $5 each.
I know. Isn't that great? I didn't already have them.
Well, the only ones I didn't pick up were the Brave and the Bold, because I've got those as omnibuses.
I don't know if I have those, but I was also like, I would have kept those because I love team-ups like that.
There is little more satisfying than him back talking about some 1962 story and me being able to just go over to the shelf and grab it and read it.
Yeah.
I would prefer that it was in color, but...
Okay, so here's...
I'm still reading it.
Here's me, minding my own business.
Yeah.
I'm a crapper, and I hear shuffle.
Yep.
Shuffle.
I called it.
Shuffle. And then next to me, shuffle. And I'm thinking, oh, if that's Butch, I'm going to kill him. And it's not your shoes. And I don't know what the guy did in the bathroom, but his shoes never turned around to, like, take a crap. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready, and I'm finishing. And it's like, meanwhile, another guy come in. Oh, he rattling all the doors. Sat down and went, just one. I was like, dude, raw beef and beer, huh?
Did you say that?
No, but I had to bite my tongue and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
That was the guy you had to pass.
Oh, probably.
Because I saw the shuffling guy.
And then, yeah, because he eventually.
And neither one of them were too bright.
Eventually, he shuffled out of the bathroom.
Shuffling.
Eventually, what?
Eventually, he shuffled out of the bathroom. Yes.
Yeah, he did.
No, I was, it was quite something.
I asked Corey if he thought that that guy went in Michael Myers, dude. And then shuffle to the tune of the Halloween theme.
Yeah.
Shuffle.
Well, it's a road trip, so we have to stop at some place kind of cool and interesting.
Hey, McDonald's,
I hear there's a McDonald's. That's a Scottish restaurant, right?
I think so. Haggis.
We still got 9 minutes to get to the Comic Jordan. Call them.
Hey, guys, we're closing. Don't worry. We're buying.
Yeah.
Then we go in, look around. Yeah, we got all of it.
You done any business today?
Never last.
I'm not buying enough to call them and say it.
See, it's interesting that Butch goes, I need the color. Me, I love the showcases and stuff because most of the time that DC color's just awful in the 60s.
You can't argue with that.
How many primary colors can we shit in this comic?
I do love looking at the art that I used to hate when I was a kid, and now I'm just like, wow, I really don't hate this art. It's so complete. It's so perfectly simple and perfectly detailed. Detailed might not be the right word, but
my
word,
favorite
but it's there.
In the Star Wars comic, somebody printed a letter.
We're talking about Kurt Swan!
Does Carmen Infantino draw all his jaws with a T?
There you go.
I'm like, wow.
For me, it was more in his Marvel books, it was his shoulders. Everybody's shoulders were like, kind of 5 feet long. Princess Leia looked like she had a clothes hanger in her dress.
If it wasn't for Milgram.
She wore the same dress for 4 years.
In the comics, she never got out of that outfit she had in Star Wars in the movie. She's like, I am never wearing that again.
And then she wore it.
Yep.
Okay.
Then she wore the bikini. And every fanboy's mind blew up.
Especially Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, Shuda.
Ah, Tuta.
Tuta, Tuta.
Hey, that looks like a Muppet.
You know what we need? Muppets? We need a nice noodle song here.
Wait, original or...
And another one.
Let's really make this movie exciting.
Oh, man, I made
here's it. Here's a creepy Muppet singing a weird song.
I made it to the gig, man. Oh, you gave my gig away, man. In 30 minutes, it's 10 minutes jazz time.
Knock my teeth.
Oh, man, no, I was... put the green, that blue elephant in Star Wars. Max Boodle.
Oh boy.
They put him on Cartoon Network as a stereotypical jazz man.
On
Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken.
Yeah. Yes. Oh man, we laughed. That's why if you come into our house, you'll see we have him, his Star Wars figure, on the shelf.
Cool.
Oh man, I made it to the gig, man. Oh come on, man. It's 30 minutes. That's 10 minutes jazz time.
That's 10 minutes jazz time.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going back in that rope. Hang myself. I'm tired of this.
I'm tired of this.
He's walking by, and inside the Sarlacc pit is Boba Fett and, like, some one of the other Boba Hunter guys who got sent down there.
Two Boba Fetts.
Hey, man. Hey, stereotypical jazz man. You got a rope up there? He looks at the rope. No, man. Ain't no rope here. You ain't talking to anybody. You're talking to yourself, man. There ain't nobody up here. I gotta make it to the gig, man. As he wanders off through the desert.
Time to watch those again.
Then it was a...
You will be digested for 1,000 years. No, I won't. I'll be long dead before then.
Still
then
be digested.
Was a mad... cartoon on Cartoon Network.
Yes.
That was hilarious because it was based off... Mad Magazine, and my kids found it, and we're watching this, and I'm like, this is brilliant, this is like Mad Magazine come to life. And there's this one where this guy picks up this poodle who's got a cone on his head, and he blows into it, dog-a-ma-phone. And oh my god, I laughed so freaking hard. And we like replayed it like 20 times, and every time we replayed it we laughed harder. Dog-a-ma-phone.
Man, that's great. Yes, it's good to be gotten.
What was brilliant was the fact that my kids found it. You know, I was like, how could I have missed this? Well, yeah, I wasn't watching Cartoon Network.
I remember when that was coming on. I wanted to watch it.
Oh, my daughter. My Holly was the SpongeBob person. Dana loves SpongeBob, too. But Holly wanted to watch it. Chris was like, no, not in my house. So, okay, well.
Not allowed to watch. Remember why I didn't like SpongeBob? What a stupid reason it was? He knocked off the Angry Beavers.
Oh.
And so I took umbrage. I took a stand against SpongeBob. And then after several years, I'm like, God damn, this SpongeBob is funny.
Oh, Nick Post would laugh about the one where...
But you can't tell anybody you like it because you're...
Angry Beavers.
Yeah.
Nick Post would tell the story about
you. Wow, Butch, look at all these SpongeBob DVDs you have. No, I don't.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
Copied over. Copied over them with the Angry Beavers.
Angry Beavers.
The kids learn how
Which
to
was
swear.
Great.
And they, you know, burn. I can't believe you said that.
On SpongeBob?
Oh, yeah.
Remember there was the foul mouth character on Tiny
Just
Toons.
Loved it. Okay, lady. Love you. Bye bye.
I'm not aware of the swearing SpongeBob.
Oh,
episode.
My God. Yeah, so instead of swearing, you hear like dolphin noises. Or
yeah, sure. Power suggestion, though. There are swear words under there.
And then they go into Krusty Krab, and they're just talking. Like, yeah, where'd you guys learn to swear like that? Talk like that? Watch your mouth.
I have heard back from Stephanie.
Uh-oh.
Tirade.
And
that's
I
why
quote.
It took 15 minutes. And I
no!
Don't worry. Tell her the historical marker said that the Mayo House, while very creative, was a horrible disaster.
She was gnawing through her.
Yeah, I'm not typing.
Swaller.
It was a miracle. Corey doesn't type. He just uses his nose.
Yeah, I'm not typing all
He's
that.
He's a hunting pecker. Dirty.
I thought you just
pecker.
Spoke it into it.
Yeah. We can do that.
Yeah. Have Joe speak it in there. And send it.
When we stop.
Send it as is.
Parachoppers.
Send corrected.
And send.
And now we
this
for the
is
hygiene.
The worst episode ever.
To begin. Holly'd be doing that. Holly, look up whatever. And as she'd start talking, I'd be like, and another thing, we're gonna go here. Bing, I don't understand we're going here.
Siri thinks you're being too loud.
Siri says, settle down.
Settle down.
Stifle, Edith.
Stifle yourself.
Stifle.
Stifle, get an eyeful, grab your rifle, you and me.
Ladies and gentlemen, W. Axel Cray.
Ladies and gentlemen, Conway Twitty.
Conrad Birdie.
Now I hear something you really like.
Belle Plain.
Belle Plain.
And over there, Belle Not So Plain.
Pop 6901. Pop 6901.
They got it at Crumbies here.
Crumbies. Speaking of which.
Subway.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen.
What's in the offing?
I don't know.
$5.99 pizza Dynamos.
Oh, you're good. Dynamos.
Dynamos. Is this Dynamos?
There's
a Pizza Ranch
if the check cashes.
Pizza Ranch?
Pizza Ranch in Shackleton.
Sounds good. I haven't barfed in ages. Well, you go to Emma Crumble's restaurant.
I used to deliver pizzas in Shakopee.
How did you get there from Maple Grove or Maplewood or Maple whatever?
My dad lived down there.
Oh.
I also worked at the Canterbury Downs the first year they were open, and I worked at a lumber yard on the end of town.
They were more up then.
I had more jobs in Shakopee than in everywhere else put together.
That's why you don't work anymore. They broke you.
Well, it was too far of a commute.
Is that where they came up with the $5 Butch Longs?
I broke him. $5 Butch Longs.
It's an interesting store. Space available.
There's Mizzy's Pizza.
No, Carl, one's got a pizza ranch. If we're all going to have botulism, we all might. All right, do it together.
Botulism. Yeah, that's what's going around these days.
Yeah.
Let me get my rubber gloves.
That'll run the coronavirus right out of you.
Eat chicken with rubber gloves.
Well, you know, the chicken
has to be wrapped in rubber gloves.
Yeah.
Actually, they only feed you rubber chickens now. Because they're funny.
I watch Sven Gulli. I know they're funny. Watch Sven Gulli so I can get an additional dose of Cray humor.
You know, the world's largest candy store in Minnesota, we would have stayed open, but we had money to buy. We could always go visit the largest Paul & Twain in Minnesota. It's open 24/7.
Yeah, well, do that without Corey. Don't give away all the good stuff.
He's already told me about it.
About seeing it or of ditching you?
Both.
And then when I got there, a lady and I were both. It was like, Chris was like, yeah, whatever. And this lady, her husband was like, yeah, whatever. And we're both like, and then Weird Al Yankovic wrote a song about it. Yeah, this is great. And I forgot, it says the museum's only open Monday through Friday.
Oh.
And I got there on a Sunday. Darn.
Arg. A lull in the conversation.
I'm just contemplating why the kid would ask if I was on a bike ride, but just not go look in the garage and see if the bike was there.
That would be like 20, 30 steps.
Yes.
I mean, that would be tough because I know your bike isn't in the garage.
And it was already reported broken.
And the car was gone.
And the day had a Y in it.
I'm in this car.
Right, this car was gone.
Yes, that's true. Why would Val not have figured that out?
I am, but I forgot my bike. Oh, it's very tough.
You simple tone.
Next time we'll put one of the bike tires in the trunk so you can ride it.
Bunk, we will put one of the bike tires in the trunk.
in the trunk.
Oh.
You ride it like that character on BC.
The cartoon? The comic strip BC?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he rode the one. Yeah,
I got it.
I told you, there's no bears on it.
I was just telling Val, and I were driving by a garage sale sign yesterday, and I said, Val, one of my, I said, I'm not a big fan of the comic strip humor. It's not usually funny, but when I was a kid, I was a big fan of the BC comic strip where the guy walks up to the other guy having a garage sale, and they're cavemen, you know, so he's just sitting there with a bunch of junk. And then he tells him, you left out the B.
Or better yet, what's a garage?
Yeah.
A rummage sale.
BC comes up every day now. BC, good. Who drew that?
Johnny Hart.
Johnny Hart, if you're listening.
He's dead now.
Now? Yeah, suddenly.
Dead?
Oh, you know what?
I didn't even know he was dead.
I didn't even know it was
the
There
are a lot of cars there for them being closed.
Yep.
We should stop it.
Yep. Yeah, you can just stay in once you get in.
Well, because it said, oh, they close at 5. Well, it's 6, and there's still tons of people.
I think some of those candy eaters are just having trouble fitting in their car.
This person's stopping. Surely they don't mean me.
That person.
They have homemade fudge.
It's no person. Oh, I know, man. I wouldn't say like that.
Wonder if it's like the homemade fudge I made when I was like in my teens. You'd cut a piece out and come back a half hour later and it'd be back.
It'd be back.
Park in the shade, Ma. Smokers. See if they are letting people in.
Park in the shade, Ma.
14 types of Kit Kats.
I think you just go up here and get a spot.
That may have the handicaps there. Are they letting people in?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
All right, let's go see that.
Yeah, true for us.
Here you go. Good call. All right.
Well, no, Corey, good call. Because as we're driving by, even though they said they closed at 5, there's only 5,352 cars
waiting in line. I'd heard something about
line.
8. Did you see it on the building anywhere?
No, they had
didn't think to look.
I didn't even see their hours on the building. On their webpage, they say they close at 5 on Sundays.
Yeah. My guess is they do a soft close. If there's people buying, plus... Who's to say no?
0 days since our last complaint.
So we drove in and nobody said nothing, so we wandered through.
Yeah, just like the rest of him.
And there's that world's largest jigsaw puzzle. They say they have the largest selection of sodas in the world.
I thought that's the other store said.
That's what I thought. I thought that was the Blue Sun Soda.
Which have just miles apart in the entire world, huh?
Well, they're going to have a gunfight.
I also heard that they had put up a Borg cube in the science fiction thing, but I did not see it.
I saw it.
No.
Yeah, I didn't see it either, but you know,
although the Guardians of the Galaxy was new.
Yeah, that was new.
Guardians of the Galaxy Space Glow Party! You just knocked some doofuses. Do it.
And they didn't have all that many apples, because, you know, it's not apple season, yet. No.
They did have the pies. Oh, it was tempting to buy one, but Corey in the car? Nope, ain't happening.
Probably not a good plan.
They did not. Either that knocked over or they knocked it over.
Yep.
I was very tempted by the apple bread, but I decided, I can do that.
I was the same thing. I thought the apple bread, but I did go with the strudel.
Apple strudel? Remember, if you give Joe apple strudel, he sees nothing. Nothing!
If you give him an apple strudel, what? Joe was afraid to ride the crazy bike.
I was.
That's because he's going off the rails on the crazy train.
Yeah, that's why. As observed by that U-turn.
I was going to take a tour, but detour is ahead.
Oh,
that's it. Shut the windows.
And detour.
So, I bought a bunch of stuff. Fudge. Swedish fish for my wife.
Let's eat it.
I was looking to try to find something for the kids, but I don't know what to
I was help. Looking for jelly babies, but I didn't see them.
Dana wanted a box of boogers.
Yeah, she would love that. I remember every year, I think, to come out here for, like, Christmas gifts.
Holly wanted Ass Blaster ketchup.
No, that was your daughter.
I might get Holly the Ass Blasting chili.
Yeah, Val wants all the Ass Blaster stuff.
Jordan Supper Club. What do you mean I need a tie? Jordan.
Wait, I gotta join a club?
Pizza.
I gotta join a club and beat you over the head with it.
Pizza? North.
To Alaska. He goes north to rush the gold.
With a big old dog named Mush. Mush! Mush!
Or we could move to Montana.
Or you could move up to our end of town.
Dental floss.
I just let him have it.
I know, just let him have it. Kidding, Corey's living in heaven right now. I'd enjoy this, but there are too many people outside.
Well, and the thing is, you know, because I can work from home, I can really work from anywhere.
I don't like a look at those teenagers.
Barbados is going to say, hey, if you can work from home, you can work from here.
Yeah,
except you got to get on a plane.
You can have anything delivered and or picked up, you know. Swing by Target, throw it in the back.
Aldi delivers.
Why? Is that right?
Yes, it does.
They don't have everything, though.
They have everything I need.
That explains why you have scurvy. Ah, no fresh produce for me.
Aldi's pretty much got the best fresh
produce. They got shit, you know it.
Because,
of course, if the people at Aldi's want to send us some of their stuff, we're more than willing to. Boy, the lawyers in this program just suck.
Oh, man. Corey's going to have to edit out a lot of begging.
Taco Bell?
Apology. Taco Bell. I didn't come all this way and get into Taco Bell.
I know Corey can eat there. How's Lion's Pub?
Nothing but burgers.
Okay. Because I know we pass that all the time. Okay, Mr. Vegetabletarian.
Actually, there's a place in Chaska that's pretty good.
The Chaska Bell?
Sounds good to me.
The, I better check and make sure that it is open.
Open, yeah.
But it's the restaurant at the Curling Center.
I gotta curl before you can eat.
Oh, start.
Where was it
up.
We did episode 300, Joe?
Eat as much as you can
curl. I don't remember. Because
it's the same company.
Oh, is that the place we did the, that had all, like, the superhero theme?
Where we had the, where we got the room.
Space aliens.
Yeah, let's drive up to the space alien place.
That'd take another hour to get there.
Maybe people will meet
us.
At the
time, I think it was a Champs. Now it's something else, like a crooked.
No, it's a... like a red kilt, I don't. Yeah.
Red kilt venom.
Yeah. They're lying, and this is your park.
Crooked Pint. That was the name of it. They close at 9.
9.
Seems a bit late.
They're right on the main drag in Chaska.
You're going to have to eat your candy.
Which, if you blink, you'll miss it. Chaska.
They've got a pizza big enough, got a pretzel big enough for Butch.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Yeah.
3,000.
Pizza, I started to have a breakdown.
They have pizza, too.
You're from Chaska. There's 3,457 things from Chaska.
Actually, there's just one.
Yeah,
one of them.
I was trying to be
crazy comics and stories.
Worldwide headquarters of Solitaire Rose Production.
A national treasure.
You should put that on your mobile home. Worldwide. Now we don't want anybody to really know.
I don't want anybody bothering me.
Yeah, it's not like you're in the phone book.
It's a worldwide.
Yeah, but I don't answer that phone.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave a bucket outside so when people are done looking at your compound, they can just throw the keys in. I'm never coming back. I'm never coming back.
I think they should do a Guess the Hulk's Shoe Size contest back there, and then you win up 16 pounds of candy.
Or you pair Hulk shoes.
Hulk doesn't wear shoes. Hot! You gotta run rings around you, logically.
Okay, how much candy can you stuff into Hulk's pants?
All of it.
He knocked down people.
Why are you doing that?
Hulk only eats beans!
Beauty humans!
What the hell was Brandon thinking? I could've killed her!
Cracker Jack Jackson gonna be angry Hulk ruined appetite.
One thinks a young Super Bowl.
Another one of Hulk's friends who dies the same issue.
Immediately, yeah. But but somehow I just remember forever.
Oh, so do I. Because yeah. He complained about it for like 2 years afterward.
Oh, Hulk, all loose friends, Jarella, Cracker Jack, Jim Wilson gonna get AIDS. I'll kill Bambi's mother!
Good Lord, Doc, are you taking him to movies again?
Hunters kill Bambi's mom! That used to actually be a decent place to go.
Apple sales?
Yeah.
What happened?
The other Apple place kind of took off, and they had less and less money, so when you go in there now, it kind of just looks sad.
Man.
Here's your apple, sweetie. Some old head gives you this, like, cherry apple she just painted.
You'll be all right, Snowy.
Wait, a candy apple?
Poor girl, all she does is sit in the room all day and gets clothes for mice.
We'll drop Butch off here at the campground. He can play that broken version of the Space Invaders. and the pinball machine with one flipper that
doesn't
work.
That's where my girls hang out.
You're playing that airplane game where you go under the arch and the bridge into the hangar. Boop, boop, boop. Oh, go straight up. That's some 3D.
I was going to get the black and white car racing game with the steering wheel. the black and white dual one where you shoot through the wagon.
Rally, sprint.
Yeah, sprint. Loved it.
Pole position.
By the time Space Invaders came out, I was retired from playing video games.
I've had it with these games.
Ever since the video arcade moved away. The arcade down the street, literally, that's all it was before Space Invaders, you know. Had pinball and pool, but video games were a rare commodity.
And air hockey. Don't forget air hockey.
Yeah, well,
I
was a bocce ball guy.
That puck at your friend's head.
I played enough bocce ball to get that cheap fake Matchbox car. You know, I could have just gone to Target and bought one for 90 cents.
Yep.
I have 40,000 tickets. What can I get? An eraser.
Well, that one? No, this little pencil eraser.
The one that goes on
the one you stick in the end of the pencil.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom,
after years falls out.
Get off the roof.
Hey, Paul. No, miss that. Acceleration lane at 1,100 feet.
Oh, not if I get in it.
Merge.
All right, I've had enough of this bullshit. Strode, you've avoided the fucking question long enough.
Who would
what
win?
What have you read recently?
Thing versus the Hulk.
Well, let's see. I read the two volumes of Ironheart that we talked about a little earlier.
Boring.
Two volumes. What's that? 6, 12 issues a piece?
Yeah, it's 12 issues. Picked it up at the library. It was okay. It was well done. One for me.
Your library's open?
Well, you can ask them for books, and then they'll bring them out to you.
Aren't you a little old for this?
No.
Reading books about black teenage women who draw robots?
Yeah, but Shuri's in it. Black Panther's sister.
Well, like you said, a decent read, looks good, whatever, but not just aimed at you, you know?
No, it's not aimed at me.
Just draw you in.
Yeah, it was okay. I'm reading this. It's not Deadpool Classic. It's all the Deadpool appearances. So it's like, oh, here's a Deadpool and Secret Invaders, and Deadpool is
Deadpool
the bad guy.
70s, 60s appearances, 70s appearances,
in,
80s appearances.
Heroes for Hire. And it's weird how in the early ones he's just, you know, a smart mouth assassin.
Yeah.
And
with
then
a healing,
by the
ability.
And then by the
factor.
Time John Ostrander's doing it, John Ostrander was really good at capturing, you know, Deadpool just being batshit insane.
So where was this? Heroes for Hire?
Yeah, Heroes for Hire. Which was a book I remember reading at the time and thinking, this is okay. And reading it again, the characters are fun, but the plots are just way too predictable. It's like, okay, we've been hired to go get this scientist. Oh, look, here are some other heroes who are trying to stop us. We must fight for 3 issues and then realize
it. Yeah. No, that's why I liked it, the fights. Was that not the... I liked... If I remember correctly, Ostrander established why
Luke Cage didn't swear. Hey, if you're such a big tough guy, how can you talk like such a sissy?
Yes.
Who said that to him? Deadpool?
Yeah.
That might be the case. And Ostrander had him say that, well, his old granny didn't like that kind of language and blah, blah, blah. 5 minutes later, Brian Michael Bendis gets a hold of him and turns him into a fuck mouth.
Well, that's because he was able to get the...
Girl.
Hey.
The maps.
Just because you do it don't mean you can do it, don't mean you got to do it. I mean, look at the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, she just sits there and keeps her skirt up. I think
we went past the turnoff for Chester.
What?
I think we went past the turnoff for Chester.
Well, the Brickyard Rule.
You want to hit?
That's a good excuse.
You want to go back to 78?
Nah. There's kind of a nice pizza place. Gosh, where is that? Oh, by Target. There's a nice little pizza place by Target.
Downtown, Chester. I mean, we gotta go drop you off. Oh, Shakopee.
It's up to you guys.
I delivered pizza on Shakopee.
That's what I was gonna ask. Is there a shorter cut to Chaska?
What do you guys want? You wanna go to a pub or pizza?
I'm flexible as long as they need that Taco Bell rubbish. Fat food.
I go to White Castle.
The places that are open. I don't want to go to them places that are open, like the fat food.
I go get some Hy-Vee gas. Man, I gotta go get gas.
Hy-Vee, market grill.
I'd say downtown Chaska, just because it's easier to drop you off.
Get rid of you.
Get some options if you want pizza, burger.
My old granny didn't like it when I used it. Didn't allowed to use it. Like, that's not what I think.
So what's easiest way to Chaska from here?
Let's see.
Put over
to read
13.
That sign up there to see which turn off.
Marshall, Canterbury Road.
Marshall.
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 QT Marshall.
Nothing cute about no QT Marshall.
We're gonna go right by Pizza Ranch.
Where is that?
By the Cub Foods in Shakopee.
Yeah, there's a Cub Foods in Shakopee?
Yeah. They got all the fixings.
That was a cow town when I was
there.
They
got Cub Foods, they got Taco Bell, and Taco John.
They got all the tacos.
They got all the Johns.
They got they have the Chaska Bell.
I'm surprised Pizza Ranch's going. I thought they'd can to a phase.
Yeah, no, that Pizza Ranch seems to be up and running.
So we exit here and then turn left.
Is this branch right down into Shakopee or what used to be Shakopee?
No, it is Shakopee.
I seem to remember this road. Well, I mean...
On Old Shakopee Road, which is in Bloomington.
I think my buddy Rick lives over there somewhere.
What?
Yeah.
Lord,
won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
I'm starting to just be glad I bought my house where I did, because anywhere else I wanted to live just overdeveloped anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's going to develop where you live.
Well, and what's nice.
No, yeah, it's done.
No, they're working.
They might riot, though.
Did you see what they did near the Maplewood Bowl area? With the big
apartment building?
And
yes.
Stuff? Like a little liquor store is closed down front. Yes.
And then they shut down, they made a little park out of that across the street.
The brownfield,
yeah.
And there's also where the shop used to be, the Legion Hall is shut. And I imagine it's just a matter of time until they figure out how to develop that parcel.
Where's that pizza ranch?
Right over there.
I didn't see it. There's so much stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it must have just used to been a field.
All this was. It's like when I used to drive to Corey's, it was like nothing but field. Now it's pretty much developed. And the road, the road going down there is so safe now. Not a two-lane
that
death
highway
track.
Back there wasn't not there at all. Now it's just this massive hallway.
It's a hallway.
Yeah.
We're driving in a hallway right
massive
now.
Massive hallway. Yeah, I remember like the
Joe scraping up
city ending like
paneling.
Here. Yeah, watch it, Joe. There's other people in the hallway.
Go away, Joe.
Watch it, Joe.
Watch out for the shoes.
Right, Joe.
Did you see the Joe Biden candy bar?
Joe Bar? What was it called?
The Joe Bar.
Did you see that, Cody?
What was that?
I did not, but I did see the Joe Biden soda.
Oh, I didn't see that. We were just talking about that. Where is it?
But it just... It didn't say
it was right
that,
next to the Trump soda. Leninade.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right
no,
next to the
Leninade. I was looking
Leninade.
For something that said Joe.
Yeah.
Joe. Did your kids ever watch Powerpuff Girl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That Meet the Beatles, a DVD I picked up.
Crazy. Drive Chris crazy because I'm Joe.
That was my pizza place.
Pizza and pasta.
Yeah.
Watch here.
And that Boost
hey,
Mobile.
Bill LaBar here.
The Boost Mobile was an arcade.
So I start talking to the girls like Mojo Jojo.
Mojo.
So I'm Jojo. When Jojo says Jojo wants to do a Jojo wants Jojo. By that time, Chris
I got my first speeding ticket. Yeah. And maybe, I don't know, two more after that. Not one of my favorites.
When this road ends, you will turn left.
Left?
Yes. Turn left ahead.
Now you could actually call some of this Old Shakopee Road. See, it makes sense.
But it's not.
No.
You can call it Old Shakopee.
You can call it Old, and you could call it Shakopee. And you could call it Old Shakopee. And you could call it Shakopee Road. And you could call it Old Road.
But you doesn't have to call it Shakopee Johnson.
But you doesn't have to call it Johnson.
Oh, the Perkins is closed.
Okay.
Been closed for... Nigh on 10 years.
Nigh on to when it was closed. Then.
So up in
you were there.
Chaska.
You were there.
Oh, no wonder. You Donut there. Connection.
They're closed.
Damn. Open drive-through only.
Bastards. That was probably
they're only open.
Probably
so up in Cloquet, Minnesota, they used to have an A&W. You go down the road, cross the bridge, up the hill.
You'll want to get in the other lane.
They're going the wrong way. So... As we were driving by, I always wanted to stop. I'd be singing, hey, A&W,
yes.
Frosty Mountain.
Yes. Where was this, though?
Cloquet, Minnesota.
Okay, yeah.
One time we stopped, ordered orange soda.
Minnesota corn.
You've been singing about this every time and any time. I just wanted orange soda.
You are a nut.
I wanted orange soda. But now you're diabetic, I know. From that damn orange soda. I'll be good.
I think it was from the $100,000 bar eating contest.
With a Mountain Dew Chasers. Funny, Griff made it.
No.
As far as we know.
Hey, there's a pubic house.
That just went straight through, and this is...
I'm following the idiot in front of me.
Butch, could you get the recorder wherever it flew?
It's a lot nicer than...
Testing! Testing! Oh, it flew to a different country.
Oh. All right. Now, up here, you turn right.
North.
To Alaska.
Ahead at the roundabout, take the third exit.
We're going roundabout.
Wow, that's a trip.
Someday I know
wow.
I will pout.
Wow.
At the river, it's out.
Wow.
Is that a trail over there?
Yeah.
Turn you over.
Used to be the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a... signs on the side of the road 10 feet up. This is where the river had crested. And I remember thinking, oh, God, that'll never happen again. It got
years
smashed.
Later, it got higher.
Got smashed, yeah.
But they built this whole road up above the highest it's ever been so that people don't have to drive all the way into Bloomington to go from Chaska to Shakopee.
I remember that road, you know. It's like, holy cow, we're like 2 inches above the river.
I saw the swamp thing.
That's a lot of fucking water.
Swamp,
considering,
man.
Look at all this area the water can just meander into.
Swamp thing,
baby swamp.
You make
thing.
My swamp thing. That was they used that as that theme song for that goofy cartoon in the early 90s.
Oh,
the Swamp Thing cartoon.
I haven't watched it, but I know it's on the DC Universe streaming service.
Swamp
which is,
Thing.
The
cartoon?
While it's not dead, it's certainly not looking good.
It's been
it did not wear a mask when HBO Max was
created. It truly
created.
Is sick.
It's been flopping
sick.
Around like a dead flounder.
Dead? It's sick.
It's not dead. It certainly wouldn't... rent don't buy.
City
coughing up bubbles.
City at Chan has.
Pair of choppers.
City at Chan has.
One.
closed road.
You don't, what, can't don't turn count. There, so where's
sorry,
that
sorry, this isn't counting. Where's that keep turning, because this is number two.
Where's that going to go, up that hill?
Yeah. That's where the road used to go, but now they're making it better.
Yeah, you, it didn't even look like there was a road there.
Wow.
It was in the delivery area there, though.
Don't turn!
Brookside Gardens. Closed for now, then the sign in the front says, open!
And if you look, they don't look... again, they don't look like they're doing well either.
We forgot to shut the open sign off. Oh.
Take the second exit.
Nobody's here. I'm going to close down. I'm going to drink you under the table. Aww. The story is, always look out your door, just in case.
So, Corey, how long have you lived here?
Since I moved here in 87.
When did you move in?
Yes, 87.
Yes. I think I was delivering pizzas out here in 87. Right there. Did I see you there?
You wouldn't have come across the river to
deliver pizzas.
We
did come across the river, but only just...
Because Chaska has its own pizza and pasta, which no longer delivers.
You gotta quit delivering all the time.
And all I can think is, no drive into Pizza and Pasta for their mediocre crap.
There's my hookup spot. It even got cable.
I forget what channels used to broadcast out of that. But you'd get near it, because I'd listen to AM radio when
Channel
I was
Channel Z!
And as you got near it, it's like, no matter what you were listening to, you got to hear the channel that was being broadcast.
Excellent. That's power, baby.
Now just go forward.
Power.
Oh, but there's a sign in my way.
But there's a Corey's house.
And we'll pass it.
Pass.
Garage Mart.
Pass away on that.
Look at all the water.
I think we could find them a nice spot up on our end of town.
Then I'd have to drive across the river to get to work if I ever work in an office again.
Yes,
and
hiring.
All the group homes are far away.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that one right next door to my house.
I don't want to change group home companies. I've been with this one for a decade.
It's madness. Yeah, you should change. You, Judy, you need to change you.
No.
Change you. Well, I'm not changing jobs.
That's funny.
Well, that ain't funny.
Butch isn't changing jobs. Joe, are you changing jobs?
In 5 years.
Then what are you going to do?
Major in minor home.
Listen, how green do you want this light?
Pretty green.
Well, you didn't slap the tape recorder off on the
didn't
floorboards.
Didn't ram me into the back of his chair.
But our comics are a fucking disaster back there.
They're dollar books.
Yeah, what do you care?
I don't want to pick them up.
I don't want to.
I ain't.
Get dust all over them. Well, Joe wouldn't want to bring that dust home in his boxes.
I've been known to lie.
Did you see comic boxes for sale at any of those places? Because I repeatedly forgot to look.
No.
Well, you stupid or something.
I mean, they had the like, designer ones.
Oh, yeah, I did see those, but no, I wanted real ones.
Here, this is a long comic box with the stuff about Empire on the side. Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, it's just barely big enough to hold all the Empire crossovers.
That you aren't going to buy or read. Yes, I do.
See, we got our own McDonald's.
Where has the Chaska Bell gone? Where have it gone?
They're mediocre.
Mediocre at what?
Yeah, bar food.
Bar food, yes.
Oh, so a thousand steps up from fast food.
There you go.
I don't know why it isn't. I think you should get off the hot comics kick, though, because they got their own comic.
Hey, there's the yellow brick road.
What? Really?
I'm going 42 and a 30. Hot diggity dog.
You'll want to get over to the right.
Without hitting these guys on the bikes.
Damn.
That used to be a KFC, too.
Taking all my fun away.
Oh, KFC, too. Is that better than a regular KFC?
Yeah, but that's why they closed.
There's an authentic Mexican food truck right there.
The only one I'm aware of anymore is the one near the source. There's a wine shop.
Then after these lights, that building right there is the Crooked Pike.
That building right there, you can't say that. For that building? That's a domino.
No,
that
one. It's Fort Lee's. I wish my name was Lee's.
Dope.
This one?
Yes.
Mine was. Curling Center and Event Center.
Nope.
Are we going to have to fight these guys?
Yeah, pray so.
Isn't that how all the movies are?
I'm up for it.
Where is this place?
Right in there.
Ew.
Not so much that I'm a good fighter, but as I'm in so much pain, I really could take a pretty good beating.
I bite like Orange Cassidy before he starts to rev up.